The faint blue line on the rapid antigen strip doesn't lie. It's a weak positive for highly pathogenic avian influenza. Thomas, 58, stands blocking the door to the testing shed, boots caked in manure, arms crossed. His voice is low and steady. Give me 12 hours. State protocol is clear. One call to the hotline triggers a mandatory cull, and government trucks will arrive by nightfall to incinerate all 100,000 birds within a 3-mile radius. State compensation pays pennies on the dollar. Tomas and 4 neighboring family farms would be wiped out before sunrise. His offer: he quietly culls and burns his own flock tonight, absorbs the full loss himself, and spares his neighbors from ruin. But the risk is real. If even one infected bird escapes the cull, or if wild waterfowl carry the virus off the property overnight, the outbreak could tear through the massive commercial processing hubs downstream. Thousands of jobs. Millions of birds. A regional catastrophe. You glance at your watch. The state agricultural hotline closes its daily intake in 10 minutes. What do you do?